And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, which we hope this week's going to be a very active place.
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed. Captain Brandon Hayward is here from Bite Sport Fishing, the Bite Journal, talking fishing, sea bass, bluefin, all kinds of good stuff.
Well, I can promise you Fisherman's Landing will be very active this week in terms of the tackle store, because it was wild once we were finally able to open our doors. You know, that is just the difference.
People, it's so cool that you guys are open.
We were happy to do the little bit that we could with the curbside delivery type thing, and it kept us going, and it kept our crew working, and we were happy. But, like, that's not how people buy fishing tackle. Like, you want to come in and pull on rods and, you know, put the reels in your hand and that kind of stuff. And it was pretty wild, you know, with the fishing the way that it is right now, finally getting to be open was very good. And we're certainly hoping that our boats get to follow suit this week and it becomes just that busy for sure. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we're having a great show. Lots of fun with Brandon. It's been a very busy morning in the first hour. But if you want to get through hour number two, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only your opportunity to talk to Brandon, also your shot at winning a killer prize. We're giving away a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Again, it's the Piahis, a fantastic frame. It's the Mahi Mahi frame color with a Maui HT lens and that super thin Maui Jim glass. In addition to those great glasses, you're also going to win 3 of the Killer Pass copies of the Bite Journal, just a fantastic publication and a really, really cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show.
Yeah, pretty fantastic. Well, phones are packed. A lot of new callers. Let's jump into it.
Totally. How about we talk to Stephanie calling us from Orange this morning. Good morning, Stephanie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. So I have a live real-world scenario from last Friday that's going to reinforce, I think, what you just said. We were out of, can't say the beach. My husband would be mad, but 40 feet in water. It's 7:45 at night. Huge school of what looked to be sea bass on the fish finder cords, nothing but worms. And it sounded like it was raining from the bait. We had a bopper. We had a sliding sinker. We had 2 double dropper lines and 2 live bait. Couldn't get bit. And we threw everything out there. Is there a magic answer there as to why we couldn't get bit?
First, you have to tell me where, exactly where, to the decimal, where.
Yeah, and the direction of current and phase of moon.
It was last Friday, and current was headed south, because we were facing,
Stephanie, I want you fishing on my boat. I like it.
We're going back there tonight, and I don't want anybody there, nor do I want anybody there. So I'm not saying where, but we threw everything. We had frozen squid and live bait, nothing. And my mom was there. God bless my husband for letting my mom to be on the boat, where she took the photos of the fish finders. We aren't crazy. Literally 45 minutes of nothing but worms.
Wow.
Wow. Well, 2 things could have happened. This is 1 week ago?
Yes.
So you're going into the new moon. A lot of times on the new moon with sea bass, they shove into an area or they're spawning. And if they were, like, actively spawning and balled up like that, maybe they were just kind of had their minds on other things. It's kind of like when we used to have those squid nest bites. Remember, you'd, like, mark fish a lot at night, marking, no bite. And then at a certain time, everybody starts getting bit. I just think they're, like, busy doing what they're doing. Yeah. And then a light switch turns on and they're ready to feed, you know? So nothing feeds all the time. And it could have just been you had funky current or something like that as well. I don't know. I would just go back out there and try to find those fish. And if it's the coast, they'll eat a mackerel just fine. You don't have to have squid. In fact, I'd probably take the mackerel over the frozen squid, especially if it's not super good quality, and just figure out where you're marking those worms and get your baits in that zone.
There you go. Hope that helps you out. Good luck this time. Let us know. Thanks a lot for the call, Stephanie.
And real quick, I just want to say hi to my kids at home.
Oh, yeah.
poor Noah's laid up with a crippling bee sting.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Where was the sting?
Get well soon, Noah. Save Noah. The sting was on his toe. We were fishing yesterday. And he kicked a bee.
The worst.
That hurts.
We pulled that sucker out. Yeah. So the bee paid the ultimate price, buddy. And hi, Finn. We'll go fishing this afternoon. And hi, Ella, too. I'm sure you're talking and driving mom crazy.
You got a whole cast of characters at home.
Yeah, they love fishing.
Yeah, how
old is
Noah?
Rad.
Noah just turned 8.
Wow.
Noah just turned 8. Noah was born around probably the best sea bass fishing ever on the coast. So whenever it's his birthday, we're always kind of trying.
Man, that's so cool.
Yeah.
When's his birthday?
May 19th.
May 19th.
Has Noah become pretty proficient with his fishing tackle?
They're both really good with the rod and reel.
Okay.
And Noah is really good at dropping the anchor and setting up on spots and untying.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
They know what uphill and downhill current is, and they always ask about the current. So their brains are kind of plumbed around the other parts of fishing, too.
Wow.
That's awesome, man. I love hearing that.
Finn is how old?
Finn is 5.
5.
And Ella's
handles
3.
A rod and reel pretty well.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah. And what about Ella?
Mackerel killer.
She on a rod and reel yet?
Ella likes to throw up in buckets
and
eat candy and just kind of root us on from the pilot house.
Okay.
Perfect. She comes out every time and,
That's so cool.
She'll get over that, though.
Even if she doesn't, as long as she's rolling.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Indeed. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Phones are packed solid. Mark and Santee is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It is a question for Brandon. Can you tell me the difference between the rig you set up for a sea bass and for tuna?
Yeah, sure. It depends on where you're fishing for them, and I could kind of babble for 10 minutes about that. But one of my favorite rigs that I use for both big sea bass local and for bluefin for fly line sardine fishing, or when we had that Desperation Reef squid fishing or Tanner Bank or whatever, is a Talica 12 on a 7 or 7.5 foot rod, like that Calstar 6475 or that Fisherman's Landing Seeker Special or something like that. In terms of a working outfit, I feel like you can do everything with that. You can fish a heavy jig and squid or a dropper loop. You can use that float rig for the sea bass that I fish a lot. And then if it's loaded up with Spectra, you can put 40, 50, 60-pound fluorocarbon on it and fish it just fine for the bluefin. You can use it at Guadalupe if you're fishing yellowfin. You could use it as a Wahoo bomb reel. It's just you can do a lot of stuff with that outfit.
I think that is the best reel that anyone has ever made ever, because how many reels are perfect for catching a fish on the beach with your anchor down or also catching a 100-pound tuna? Those things just in previous just didn't exist. You know, you can fly line. You can go on a day where the bait's not ideal and, have to fly line a 4-inch sardine and do it just fine. Or you could go down and fish a big mackerel somewhere, or you could kill a big tuna at the loop. Yep. I am totally with you. That is probably the best, most versatile reel that's ever been made.
I call that a working outfit.
Totally.
If someone's going to come on any trip we do, that's one of the two working outfits you need. And then I like something a little bit lighter and a little bit more finessey. If you run into yellowfin and have a 30-pound top shot type deal, or if you're fishing beaches in shallow water for sea bass, something you can really cast and wing a leadhead and squid up onto the beach or the kelp line. But that outfit right there, you can do just about anything in this current cycle.
Wow.
That's cool.
Very good. Hey, good comments there and good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about we jump right back in and talk to Brian from Wildomar? Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
Brandon, you got a you got premonition, because that's just what I was going to ask. I was going to say you don't want to see customers come down the ramp with 7 rods and 4 customers come down the ramp with 7 rods and a big old wooden tackle box. So I was going to ask
don't worry.
What do you
it still
like
happens.
To hear?
Yeah. People have a lot of stuff and they like to bring their stuff, but usually they use 4% of what they bring, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, then in hearing that with your kids, I'm going to have to call you up and maybe do a family trip, because mine are 8 and 12, so maybe we can hook that up.
Oh, we'd love to have them out.
You take kids out?
All right, cool.
Yeah. When I had the little boat, I took Ben Frizzell out. He was Noah's age, 8, and he got he had a trip where he got the small fry record for halibut, missed the yellowtail by 4 ounces, and missed the sea bass by a pound or two.
Wow.
And I watched him grow up and matriculate, and they wanted to start long-range fishing, and I recommended him a boat, and they kind of found a home on that long-range boat. And
that's so cool.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's great watching kids grow up. It just makes you feel old.
Yay. Hey, I can't believe that Noah's eight.
He's eight. I'm 40. I mean, in terms of the fishing landscape, I'm still, like, young and fishing people that work in it. But, you know, first time I was on the show was in my, like, early 20s.
It's scary.
It's wild, huh?
Yeah.
First time that Ricky was on the show, he was 13.
13.
How old are you now?
38.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Now I'm really feeling old. Yeah.
Not an old man like Brandon, though.
Yeah. Right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, Cedros Kayak Fishing, Jeff over there told me that he donated and paid for 4 entries into the CCA Day on the Bay for somebody that may not have the money. Maybe you're unemployed or
something.
So,
right on.
So if you want to grab one of those 4 spots to take your kayak out there and fish the CCA on the bay, call Wayne or Chris at CCA and just go on the CCA California website or contact them via email and they'll hook you up. Thanks
good
to
job,
Jeff.
Jeff. That's yeah. rad,
thanks
man.
To Jeff at Cedros Kayak
cool
Fishing.
Cool call that was.
Yeah, indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about Bruce? Bruce is calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. What's up, Bruce? Welcome to the show.
Hey, great show as usual. Brandon, when you're out skipping the flyer, is it a rubber one or are you using the expensive ones? A real one?
I think they're all expensive.
Yeah.
This is the thing, and I've said this on the show before, I don't have any rules. I'm not going to go out and have a predetermined game plan based on something I've done before or based on – I'm going to have, like, info and facts that are going to determine it. My kind of default line is if they'll bite the rubber flying fish and it's scattered out fish, I would be more apt to put the yummy flyer out and kind of use it like a trolling lure to kind of locate stuff, stop the boat. That worked out well last season, early season. If it's a postage stamp area, e.g. San Clemente Island, or you know the stuff's hanging up like off a corner of the bank or the southeast corner of the 43 or fill in the blank, I'd be way more apt to use the dead flying fish. The reason being is it's much better on the charter tip because you can get 2 lines out. You can get doubled real fast, and it's more active fishing. It's not trolling, and the boat's stopped, and you're stationary and everything. So if I had my way, we'd just be whipping out those $35 flying fish left and right. but it just depends on the conditions. But as a default, if it's breezy out and it's loose fish and you got to locate it, like if I was leaving this afternoon, I would probably start with the rubber flying fish. But if my buds were out, like if Neil and Rick were out and they're like they're kind of like biting or marking fish the whole time, and they're my buddies, I would just get a half mile upwind, mm-hmm. upswell of them, and just put it out.
It's the most well said thing, and I'll tell you this year with the fish where they're at right now, not necessarily at Clemente where they're in a quote unquote stock spot. The popularity, I mean, don't get me wrong, frozen flyers have been absolutely flying, and there is no denying that is
they work.
You know, that's like akin to the squid for sea bass thing. Like, that's just one of the bullets that you need to have in your gun. But this year, the popularity of yummy flyers has absolutely surged again, and we're rigging yummy flyers in the store about as fast as we can get them on the wall. They're going away. And you just, Brandon literally described it perfect. Like, that's what guys are doing right now. You know, that fish isn't in one spot. It's in an area, and it's roaming around, and it's finding bait, and it's moving around all the time. And you can just cover such good ground with that yummy flyer, get yourself located, and then you worry about getting them on the frozen.
And the fish are definitely more keyed into both right now than they have been in past Mays.
Totally.
Not that I'm really like an active participant in that in May. Usually I'm doing more sea bass stuff, but they're definitely on it way, way, way more. So because I remember last year in June I pulled up on like beautiful spots, whereas if you saw that at Clemente or off the island in late July, I mean, you get your flyer, plastic or real, anywhere near it, you're getting blown up on. But many times last year in June when I like first started offshore fishing, I'd put my flyer right through this just these beautiful spots and they wouldn't touch it. But double trouble mackerel, they would eat it. So it's kind of curious. It just always changes.
Yeah, for sure. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for your FishDope.com report with the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Today, that report sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza. Made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get that killer Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Hey, Rick, Brandon, Pete, good morning.
Morning.
Two things. First of all, Kelly's listening to every second of this show because Brandon is her hero. She's just dying to catch a sea bass, and she knows I can't do it. So she always begs Brandon to take her out. So well, I'm letting you know we've been listening the whole time because Kelly wanted to make sure she didn't miss none of the secrets Brandon's going to share.
That's nice.
And she can't wait to get back up there to go fishing with Brandon. I don't know why, but she thinks he's the man.
I know.
So.
Well, he's better looking than you, too.
Absolutely, and way younger. Second of all, this is such a perfect intro because I was going to tell Rick, the most looked at video right now in the video series, Rick, is you rigging the yummy flyer. It's just gone bananas. People are loving that video. I get a million comments on it. The people are all over that kite rig yummy flyer thing because that's what they're eating right now, and that video is hot. It's one of my hottest videos right now. So,
well, that's great.
Let's go fishing. San Clemente Island, Jimmy Decker and Eric Landesfien were over there yesterday. They said it was the most epic calico bass fishing those two guys have ever seen. They had a stretch, about 2-mile stretch on the backside of the island outside the runway that they just could not. They had wolf packs of 5-pound calicos chasing the surface iron for 3 hours straight. It was insane. And then a spot of yellow popped up outside of them, and Jimmy got a 20-pound yellow on the surface iron. But they said that Clemente was Richter, just absolutely phenomenal. Then another one of my clients was at Catalina yesterday. I know the pictures are all over, but they caught a 35-pound sea bass in 20 feet of water fishing calicos on a sardine. And then they went and caught some yellows up the island. And everywhere they went, the calico bass fishing was just insane over there. The water was beautiful, and the calicos are in the spawning mode. And then down below there, I had a couple buddies that were down there on that bluefin yesterday. They said it was tough, but they hung with it, and they ended up putting a day together last night. They got a couple of fish over 100 pounds. So
nice.
It's ready. The sport boats. It's ready for everybody to get out there. There's so much stuff to do right now. It's going to be an awesome season. As soon as we get these sport boats off the boat, Brandon and all the guys get to go fishing on their 6-packs and 4-packs. Everybody's ready to go fishing. It's time to open this thing up. And Dana Wharf's going.
Yeah. We've heard
great news, man.
Willie, that they're going. And of course, fishdope.com's going every day. Those guys get great information from all the sources, know exactly what's to go and where to go and how to do it, all their maps and such, all that, the features they have on Fish Dope, just fantastic. All the different chlorophyll and the temperature maps, and they actually have icons which put you right on the zone where the fish are. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find all these videos?
Okay, gang, if you go to my website, it's called yoursaltwaterguide.com. We have over 250 videos. I drop a new video every Tuesday. It all pertains to catching fish in Southern California, and we cover everything from catching a tom cod to catching a 200-pound bluefin. The only thing we don't touch on is how to catch sea bass, because I'm not going to talk about something I don't know anything about. No, I'm just kidding. We have a section about sea bass, too. But check out the video series. If you guys want to learn how to fish in Southern California, it's going to cost you $4.99 for a whole month. And I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
All right, Dave. Great job. Appreciate that report very much. And we will look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. See ya.
Thanks,
Dave. Appreciate that. Hey, phones have been packed, but there is a line open right now. You want to get through 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. You have a chance to win that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and also 3 copies of the Rare Bite Journal.
The last three that aren't
sold
out. The other issues are, that's why I have these three. The other issues are sold out. I don't have any, but this is what
this
I have in kind of for back issues.
That's awesome.
Yeah, fantastic. So you want to get through 833-288-0973. You'll be talking to Dave. And he'll take good care of you.
You got it. Let's jump right back into the jam-packed phones and talk to Brett. Brett's calling us from San Marcos. What's up, Brett? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. So
good
morning. I just wanted to comment and ask you guys a couple of questions. So first of all, on your boat, it's not just the math. I had a nice scout, and I did the math. But more importantly, It's the knowledge and the skills, and then the logistics and setup. You know, 120 pounds of ice at 12:30 at night, getting ready for a 1:30 run, driving the boat while other guys sleep and snore in the bow. I like to be that guy sleeping. So, Wes actually put me on a 290 bluefin last year on the flat fall. So, Brandon and the guys know how to do it. So, the question I have for you guys: I'm on the Let's Talk Hookup Alaska trip, Kingfisher Charters, and I've been watching the Mandate 10. That looks like that might loosen up. I'm wondering if you have any more information on that. And then the Cedros trip, and just back to Alaska, their experience has been very limited in terms of cases and death rates. So just wanted to see what you guys think, and then say hello.
I talked to Seth Bone at Kingfisher Charters on Thursday, and he said, yeah, that 14-day quarantine mandate is what they've been waiting for. It's supposed to be lifted on June the 3rd, is what he said. So they are planning to be in full operation by the time our trip goes on June 14th. Of course, everything is fluid, and everything is changing. Be sure to check your flights with Alaska Airlines and Delta Airlines, too. Those are changing immensely, so keep an eye on those, too. But as of now, everything's a go, and we hope so. And Seth also said King salmon fishing has been off the charts great.
I got a picture from Simon, who, you know, same deal. Like, they went out with a couple buds just to do what they do and keep track on things. And he sent me a picture of the screenshot that was a big ball of salmon with, like, a big ball of herring with salmon streaking through it. And he said, we are experiencing some of the best king salmon fishing Sitka has ever seen. So.
Yeah. And they raised the size limit on the lower end of the halibut, too. So that's positive. So if we get up there, which it certainly looks like we're going to be able to go, it's going to be good fishing. Now, as far as Cedros, you need to call either Cedros Kayak Fishing or Cedros Sport Fishing and talk to them about the date you're going and the operation down at Cedros, because that's another fluid situation. Mexico is changing their mind every day, it seems like, about when they're letting people in.
I have heard fantastic news and detrimental news on the same week in regards to Cedros opening.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's Mexico.
Exactly. And I think that it will happen when it happens, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later. But I don't know that there is a concrete answer yet. Just like here, you know, I mean, we get the phone call rings in the landing at the tackle store hundreds of times a day, every day for the last week, wanting to know, well, what's the date that it's going to start happening? The answer is we just don't know yet, and every day it feels like it's closer and closer and closer.
Could come tomorrow.
And I think that's how the Cedros thing is going to be, too. Like, we're just going to know when we know, but, yeah, he said it best, man. Talk to whoever's providing your trip, and they'll fill you in the best they can.
You bet. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Look forward to going fishing with
you. Yeah, we're going to see you in a couple weeks, Brett. Let's knock on wood and cross our fingers, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go fish with you in Sitka.
Sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Been a very, very busy morning. As Pete had mentioned, the first time we've had an open phone line since the beginning of the show. If you want to get your chance to talk to Brandon, also your chance to win three copies of the Bite Journal and a brand new pair of Maui Gyms, 833-288-0973. Still plenty of time to get your phone calls in there. 833-288-0973.
Indeed. Hey, I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. It's digital this week. Every other week now is a print, but it's every other week is digital. But if you subscribe to the print, you get the digital automatically. And the digital's cool because you can go back issues and stuff like that. So be sure to check that out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And also want to throw out a big, huge thank you to AFCO. They're doing such a cool thing for the captains and crew and the people that go fishing with the captains. For every AFCO face mask you buy, they're going to give one to various sport fishing boats up and down the coast, captains and such like that, and to supply to the crew and also the people, the passengers on the boat. Which is just a really neat thing they're doing.
Yeah, you buy one and one gets donated to somebody of worth, and it's so cool. They came down to the landing, gave a brunch to the red shirts and the guys around in the docks in here, and they're just like that company, like they don't talk about it, they do it. You know, they're really cool.
They do. And so support AFCO in so many ways, not only because their products are like the best, they are fantastic products, but then their face masks are just awesome. Wear one every day.
That's the thing, too. Like in this landscape that we're in now where you've got to have a face covering wherever you go, it sure is nice that they're lightweight and easy to wear and easy to have. Yeah. And, yeah,
go to your AFCO dealer. I know you carry them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Or you can go to AFCO.com and get them.
You got it, man.
For sure.
Well, phones are packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Brandon. Let's go to Ventura and talk to Hills. What's up, Hills? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Hills.
Yeah, I was going to ask, and it was somewhat asked, but I wanted to make a comment and then a question about bringing tackle. But the comment was, you know, Brandon, I did get to fish with them, and you know, I'm not saying he's hard on boats, but he seems to run them an awful lot. But so he broke the boat when we were going to leave. Then he got another boat.
Like in and half, then that one, actually break it in
that
half.
That one broke. But we still caught the yellowfin that time. It was great.
A broken boat?
And, well, before it broke. We already had him in the bag. I had sashimi that night, and I sent a photo to Brand, and I go, well, it looks a little messy. He goes, looks fine to me, you know. But the other thing was, I was going to ask Brandon, am I crazy if I fish with you to bring some of my own gear? Because you probably have everything better than what I got. You know, I mean, I have some I have two Speedmasters.
You can stop right there. When people ask about gear, I tell them you bought the gear for a reason. If it's gonna bring you enjoyment to catch fish on your own gear, which it probably is, that's why you bought it. Then
sure.
Bring it.
Totally.
If it's more convenient for you to just step on the boat with a bag and some food and not have to deal with the tackle prep and everything, do that. Because there's different people in the world. Some people, the preparing and the build-up for a trip is part of the fun. The guy who likes getting ready for 2 months before a long-range trip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that guy. Like, I throw my stuff together the night before. And for me, and if people are busy, if it's easier for them to be turnkey and we have top-tier gear on the boat, then use ours. So you do whatever it is you want to do.
That's perfect.
What I've found for the big sea bass and the bluefin is sometimes people come a little bit undergunned and under-equipped. People, you can use a Snoopy rod with 8-pound if that's going to make an enjoyable trip for you. But you have to be able to live with the consequences that you might not be able to, like, land the fish on the tackle that you brought. You know what I mean? On a charter, it's no big deal. Everyone's buds, and you made that decision. But on an open party, it's not fair to the other guys to throw out 30-pound and spend 3 hours eating up the clock, pulling on a 100-pounder, and then you just lose it anyways. So, Hills, bring the gear if you want, or use mine. You've been with us before. You know the program. I'm super looking forward to getting you guys out again this summer. And on the broken boat tips, I've kind of seen enough happen. Nothing really surprises me anymore. And it's just 2 to 4 times a year, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's
you're going to lose a lower unit.
All the days that you run.
Totally. You're dealing with.
I mean,
with,
that's not much.
No, you're dealing with mechanics, mechanical issues and things. And the bad part about an outboard engine is that if you lose a lower unit, it doesn't matter how handy you are. Like, you can't just swap that out that day. You know what I mean? You got to get out of the water and do it. But the good part is you're right back in business the next day.
Sure.
And mechanical things just kind
of
happen.
And that's one of
no
the big advantages of a Yamaha outboard, too.
They're super reliable.
They're reliable. There's a parts availability.
Yep.
A lot of great mechanics around.
Exactly.
That get the job done and you get back in the water.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So,
all right. Hope that helps you out, Hills. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Rosemead. What's up, Mike? Welcome to join. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Good morning, everybody. So those last couple of weeks or several weeks, I've been out in the garage and rebuilding all my old pens and the classic ones. And I rebuilt a Squitter Junior, and I went and I matched up with this Saber 196 rod blank, I guess, rod. And yesterday morning, about 5:30 in the morning, I went to the park and cast it a few times and just to see how it would work. I was a little antsy, so that was my best fishing so far. And it really matched up together. The combo really was, it was really balanced and everything. So my question to you there, Rick, it's not really a surface iron rod, but it just had that feel that was just really good. And I think I can cast maybe those wax wings with it and get by with it. What is the smallest surface iron I could probably get by with? I know they're all about 6 inches long, but those are a little too heavy for the rod. But
yeah, I mean, that rod and reel That rod and reel combo will never be an ideal one for throwing a surface iron, but just like Brandon said, there's no rules that say you can't do it. And as far as small surface irons go that are currently made, you can maybe get a JRI Stinger, which is kind of small, or a Tatty A1 or a Tatty C or a Salus 7X Junior. You know, I mean, there are small enough reel, ones that could cast it, but that rod and reel was just never intended to do that with it. You know, what you need that rod for is fly lining an anchovy and catching a calico bass, or waiting for Pete's albacore prediction to come true and fly line an anchovy and catch a 20-pound albacore with it. I mean, a 196 is a very soft, parabolic bait
More
rod.
More of a live bait rod.
It is, yeah. That is a 12 to 20-pound, 12 to 25-pound live bait outfit.
Yeah.
And a Squitter Junior is the same thing. The spool is pretty short, so it's got to make a lot of revolutions for that line to come off the reel. The gear ratio is pretty darn slow, so it'd be tough to get that lure swimming the way you'd want it to. It's just probably not the right one for fishing a surface iron, but, man, a great bass rod and reel that still works just as good today to catch calico bass as it did, 30 years ago.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up we talk to Roger? He's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hi, Roger. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thank you, guys. Good morning. With the possibility of 400-pound bluefin out there, Ricky and Brandon, are you guys going to step up your approach to catching them? And what do you guys both use to target the big bluefin?
Brandon, what's the tackle?
I don't know if there's a lot of room for a step up because we're fishing pretty doggone heavy as it is. The default is like a 50 size 2-speed or even bigger if you want, and we use 130 and then a leader of like 200 pound and then a 300 pound leader or 400 pound leader even for the flying fish. So we're already talking beef here. So we're just gonna stick with it. And you know how tunas are, sometimes the kind of hellfish are the 190s, not the 304s, 300, you know, every fish has a different personality. So yeah, so we're going to stick with a double X kind of rail style rod and that 50 size reel and 130 pound and a big heavy leader
Is it pretty much always going to be either on the dead flyer or on the skipping the yummy flyer, or is there a chance to catch one on a mackerel or a sardine?
Yeah, we've caught them on mackerel, and a lot of times we'll bring mackerel with us, and then guys can fly line as well for that. Uh-huh. If the fish are kind of touchy and we're not using it under a balloon or something, we use like 100-pound Seaguar. Okay. Has a nice diameter and holds up great. That's like what I would use for kind of standard fly line fishing.
And sometimes they'll just eat that, huh?
We just heard Brett talk about going with Wes and getting that 290 on a flat fall. That fish is certainly approaching that, you know.
Yeah.
The first few cows all of us got, aside from catching them on poppers and such, was all mackerel fish, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, they still eat that just fine sometimes. Yeah. And when they're all foamed up, underhand lobbing a mackerel on 100-pound into that stuff's pretty fun.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's always fun.
And they'll eat it.
Ah, in seconds. Yeah.
It's always fun to hear, you know, a check on your gear, what you use compared to somebody else's. Like, Brandon went down the list of what our rig is. We fish a Talica 50 full of 130-pound Power Pro. We fish a 200-pound fluorocarbon wind-on leader. We fish a 300-pound, like, bite leader to our, you know, to our frozen flyer flying fish. And we fish a CalStar 770 XXH reel. I mean, like, what he ticked down the list is exactly what we use as well. I mean,
and if you get them, your chances of losing them are lessened.
And even though you're fishing super heavy and your braid's heavy, as soon as the 200 goes on the reel, you're like,
oh, I got him.
Yeah. Because it's nice to get a couple wraps of that 200 pound on the spool and then push it forward, and it's just game over.
Yeah, indeed.
A yellowfin tuna, to my mind, is much stronger at deep color than a bluefin.
No doubt.
Is it?
Very much so. Bluefin, you can really corkscrew them up and kind of have your way with them a little bit. Yellowfin, I feel like I'm on the balls of my feet the whole time and just like really trying to kind of figure out where I can get wines in.
Yeah.
When we had that big day last year where we had those three big giant ones, Neil had the last fish, which was also a 300 pounder. We were so lucky that we had two giant ones on the boat already, and like, you know, fishing is always that way. The first one, people are often hesitant and don't want to pull too hard. I don't want to break them off. I don't want to lose it. Like, at that point, we hardly had room. Neil pulls on a fish just too hard. I will just say it. Like, that guy pulls harder than any person that I have ever got to fish with, including all those long-range trips. You hooked right with right gear and right connections, you virtually can't break them off. Like, I thought our rail was going to break. You know, something had to give. That big fish that we had, he got it to the boat real quick. It was certainly not ready to be caught yet. It was still straight up and down. And that thing, like, you know, anytime like Neil can see a fish, like the drag lever gets pushed all the way to forward, as tight as he could make that Talica 50 go. And multiple times that fish was straight up and down, it would squirt off, you know, 50 or 100 yards of line. Like, I was certain we were going to break that thing off. Like, you just can't imagine how tight and how much pressure that fish was when he got it straight up and down and put it into full, and then it would just squirt off another 50 yards of line again. Like, oh, it's going to, this is it for sure, it's going to break. Yeah. And, like, with gear that heavy and connections that are sound, like, they just, you almost can't. I mean, things can go wrong.
Things go wrong, yeah.
But, man, when the connections are right and the hook's in the right spot, like, that fish is probably coming home. And that was the case. Like, that thing should have gone away multiple times, but heavy tackle and big hooks are what put fish on the boat better than anything else.
That's the advantage of fishing these methodologies with the flyers.
And guess what? That's why we call them Nasty, Nasty Neil.
Yeah, that's true.
Nasty Neil, he is. For sure, he can catch them. For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. You still have a chance to get through, win that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and the copies of the Bite Journal. So give it a try, 833-288-0973.
Cheer in Cardiff is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Cheer.
Hey, hi, guys. Brandon, I just want to tell you straight up, I love your Bite Journal. Man, I
I have some old copies, and I read those things all the time. Unbelievable. Oh, keep it up,
thank
okay?
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Really
that.
Good. Hey, I have a question for both of you guys, Ricky and Brandon. I'm going down to Cedros on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in July, I hope, I'm praying. And I have two reels that I'm thinking of taking, one of two. I got a TAC-10 and a TAC-12, you know, and for when you're down there, there's lots of yellowtail, pretty big yellowtail, and you can slow troll, mackerel, and whatnot. And I'm wondering which one of those two you guys would take for doing that, the slow troll mackerel thing.
I'm going to kick that to Rick because I've only fished there on a long-range boat, but I think you're 12 for either one,
yeah,
for
like
slow troll
12,
and mackerel,
yeah.
If you're not heavy structure, but
like
whatever you think. Yeah,
I would do a 12 also because there's not a lot of need for the 10 because your fishing there is very infrequently finessey where you need a reel that small. You know, most of the mackerel that you make is pretty large in size. Most of the yellow that you catch is big and a heavy line thing, and although Italica 10 is one of my most favorite reels I own, infrequently would I bring it on that Cedros trip just because the bait's big. You know, I would say the 12 for sure.
Yeah. There you go, Cheer. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back into him. Talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good. Thanks for being on the air and kind of keeping us sane for the last couple months.
Thank you. Yeah. Glad to be here.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I don't really have a question for Brandon, but I have a couple of comments. You guys were talking, we were talking to Frank and Buzz and giving their input on what is the most important things for passengers to learn. Michael Folks on his YouTube channel has a full-on show, about 45 minutes of Frank and Randy Toussaint showing how to cast, hook your baits, and do everything else they talked about on it. That I watch that constantly, and it's an awesome little deal.
Frank's the master at teaching people how to cast.
Yeah, and it has an underhand cast you were talking about, Rick, how Buzz, like, flip it out there, how Randy shows just how to do that and pull the line off the reel.
That is a very impressive feat, watching somebody underhand cast with a 6-0 or a big 50, you know, pulling the line, you know, starting the spool with their non-casting hand. It's really cool to watch, and that's a great call to jump on that Inside Sport Fishing Michael Folks YouTube channel to check that out.
No doubt about it.
The other question, now that you guys have kind of perfected a long-distance interview with people that are not being in the studio, are we going to see maybe more people from the L.A. area, maybe even up to, you know, Cisco's and Verge coming on to kind of talk about what they do up there?
Always happy to take people. We're always looking for new people, so if you know people, send me an email, and we're always looking for new people to be a part of the radio show.
I think that's such a great thing for you to say, Pete, because people will talk to me all the time. They'll come through the tackle store. What does it take to get on, you know, this captain of mine is like the best. And I always say the same thing. It's the easiest thing. We'll just call Pete. Like,
yeah.
I mean, this is a fun show where we talk about fishing and we talk about the things that you want to hear about. And, I mean, Pete is the most open to people
absolutely.
All the time. I mean,
it's
you know,
not about sponsors. It's not about... It's about fishing, and so we're always happy to take in new people and talk about fishing as long as they have something that's interesting to our audience. We're game. So Pete at letstalkhookup.com. Just send me if you're a professional in the industry and you want to be a guest on Let's Talk Hookup, shoot me an email. We'll
There's
talk.
Like a it's like a stigma about getting on a long range boat that never has any spots. Like, oh, you can never go fishing, you know, on the Royal Star. They never have any spots open. But there's all the time, you know, people like, oh, how does that happen? Well, you don't have to be a Brandon Hayward. You,
no.
You know, there's only one of those.
Yeah. Well,
one too many.
Yeah. For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, speaking of YouTube videos, one of our most popular YouTube videos was the one when I went sea bass fishing with you, with a Brandon Bobber.
Yeah.
And that one gets thousands and thousands of looks on our YouTube channel. Let's Talk Hookup.
I did that for you, Pete.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
So what is the deal with that Brandon Bobber? I mean, that's a great sea bass method, right?
Yeah. I started using that. I went through a little period where I was really into steelhead fishing.
Uh-huh.
I'd fly up and fish Medford, Oregon. I actually caught my first steelhead in Sitka on a bobber, floating bobber.
That's pretty cool.
And after I used it, I got to thinking this is like a way better deal than using the balloon for multiple reasons. And it's better than a balloon because it doesn't pop. There's no real drag on it.
But what it really lets you do is adjust exactly where you want your line. And when there's kelp and the current's just smoking and you have good current, you can figure out how the kelp's laid down and float your bait right over the stringers.
Oh.
So it works really good. I wrote about it in the first issue of the bike because I wanted to have kind of like a cool, new, surprising tackle twist.
Yeah.
So that's when I kind of unleashed it. And I think I did the video even a little bit before that. But before that, I fished that by myself for like 4 years. But now when I like look at other boats that are fishing CBS, everyone uses it.
Better than a balloon.
It's really caught on. There's not too many things in fishing where you can say this is always better.
Yeah.
It's always better than a balloon.
It's always better.
The only time I'd use a balloon over a float is if it's there's zero current, but you have wind.
Right.
Because the wind will deliver the balloon.
It's like a little sail.
Yep. Ditto for if it's wind against current and you can use the wind versus the current. You need, like Rick said, a sail. Then I'd use it, but I'd say that 90%+ of the time I use the bobber.
The bobber, okay.
And you can set it deep, and you can use it for everything. You can, like, drift bluefin with it at night. Whatever, anytime you want a bait set at a specific spot, works great.
That works.
I love it on the charter tip because people think of sea bass as a bottom fish, but a lot of times they're a surface fish, and it's really hard to get people to cast often and stay in the upper water column. So it just keeps you right there the whole time.
In the zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good. So check that out on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup, on YouTube. It's, you can link it through our website, letstalkhookup.com. On the top right corner, you'll see all our social media, the YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, which is our three platforms there that we do. And look for the Brandon Hayward video. It's in there, and you'll see it. The other thing I learned on that video is tying Power Pro to your hook or to your swivel.
Swivel.
The improved clinch knot, which is when I was 5 years old, I learned how to tie the improved clinch knot. Not a great knot for mono or fluorocarbon.
Horrible knot for mono.
But
you get like 70% knot strength,
yeah.
But for Spectra, it works great. And when I do fish braid to swivel, like for those big bluefin, that's what I tie.
Get out of
just
here.
A,
yeah.
Just no, a normal.
Really? It looks so.
That's funny.
Just
a standard clinch knot.
Yep.
One
improved cinch knot.
Include. Clinch knot, yeah, cinch knot.
Yep.
It's just one line, one time through there. You can go twice if you want, right? But one time is enough.
You go through whatever eye you're working with. Go through one time.
Yeah.
Seven up through the bottom hole, through that little hole that.
Come on.
That created.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
try it on a
knot machine.
No, that's what I use for everything.
Yeah.
Anytime I straight tie.
That's
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. You would never think. No. You think it'd be the worst.
Yeah, 100%.
But,
yeah.
It is, sure. but it's a, as
for
good
braid
as
to swivel, it's great.
And it works better than like a San Diego knot or just as
that
good.
That probably works too. It's just strong.
Just
for whatever
strong.
Reason, with braid, it's really, really strong.
That's so funny to me.
Figure
I had no
out.
Idea. I like
yeah.
that.
Put
I love
it on
that.
A knot machine sometime.
That's
it
pretty
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. I've been using it, and it works.
It works.
Yeah, definitely.
But I would never tie it for mono.
No.
Never.
Or fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
not a great, yeah. San Diego, San Diego, the San Diego jam knot is kind
yep.
of an easy one to use there. What do you use, by the way, for mono to floor?
I use a San Diego knot, and when I used to tie a lot of 130, I tied a trilene knot. I like that trilene
same.
Knot.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I could tie one right now.
Yeah, I know. Trilene knot's a little
yeah.
tricky.
When you're long
but it
range,
works.
When you're long-range fishing, that's what I miss about long-range fishing. I haven't done it in a while. The first day, you're kind of, but after, on like day six, you're just like looking the other way and like doing all your stuff. And 130 and
so true.
130 starts feeling like you're fishing like 20 pound or
yeah.
30. It doesn't feel thick anymore.
Yeah.
That's, I like that part.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The going back to it is always thing. Like when you're on the boat for 15 days and you cast all your baits on heavy line, then you go back to fishing halibut at home and you're fishing 25 pound, like what am I supposed
yeah,
to
what,
do
what,
with this?
What
am I supposed to do with this?
Human
spray?
Hair. I'm
yeah.
fishing with human hair.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, great times this morning. Lots of great info. A big winner of a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and three copies of the Bite Journals going to Tara in San Diego. Tara, congratulations. Appreciate your phone call. That was a lot of fun.
Indeed. Hope you catch those sea bass tonight, too.
She will.
Yeah, for sure. Brandon put her on the fish. You told her how to do it.
She's going to get it.
Yeah, for sure. So if somebody wants to go fishing with Brandon Hayward or Wes or one of your guys, Bite Sport Fishing, how do they do it?
I want to pay extra to go with Wes.
Yeah, me too.
To pay extra to go with Wes.
Wes is the bluefin
master.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's fine by me.
Yeah.
Everyone says that. Yeah. You can go to the website, Bite Sport Fishing, B-I-G-H-T, or give me a call anytime. Easy to find or get a hold of, but my cell is 949-212-0719.
Okay.
Yeah.
And basically you run like a four-pack or a full charter, right?
Yeah. We can actually take up to five on the 28, but we're limited to four for right now.
Okay.
Or less if you get the whole boat. And
yeah.
I like three on the 23. That's not really a four-pack to my mind.
Yeah.
Three people.
And sometimes you do open parties through Fisherman's Landing?
We actually put the whole raft up. The June trip's all sold out, but July has openings. Every Wednesday and Sunday that we weren't chartered, I put up.
Wait a minute. Every trip you've put up is sold out in June?
Just for June. We don't have anything open in June, but we have openings in July.
In July.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So, in other words, you better get on it.
They're popular for a reason.
Yeah,
they're really good at it.
Yeah, and they're good at it. And for what it is, I mean, you know, a trip is $6.95, right?
Yeah. Some people gasp at it, and it is a lot of money, but it's an expensive sport, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you think about it, you have your own boat with three other people on it.
Right, exactly.
Great. All right, Brandon, good luck.
Cool.
Go get them.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you for listening today. Thanks to Dave in the studio for all he does. And, of course, Adam for doing the fantastic job with our archives and everything else that's app-related. The Let's Talk Hookup app, a must-have. Download it today. It's free. And take it with you wherever you go. And next weekend, a couple of great shows. Next Saturday, Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double, who will probably be having some fresh info from that local kelp beds there. Fred's always a great show, and that should be funny. And then Scott Sherman from Snap and Sherman, of course, City Councilman and Fisherman, will be with us next Sunday. Have a great rest of the Memorial Day weekend. Be safe, be healthy, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Radio Network.